now the Bengals on top. And to a lot, they in the underdog slot. But the fact is, they're the champs of the AFC North. A playoff berth is what they got. Ain't had a shot since it was 2015. Time to play like they've been here before. Jamar Chase, you can't ignore. That's a grown man. Thought you could slow him, then realized he got his own plan. Hey, Cincinnati, we've been letting for the...
Hey, how you guys doing? It's Producing Bros Comics. Welcome to the Who They Over 40 podcast. For a long time, long suffering Cincinnati Bengals fans. Good day, everybody. Well, the last recording was the first 48. If you're a fan of that show, we had the first 48 hours of Bengal free agency. And now we're at the week that was, as this week has gone through. No real Bengals news recording a little bit into Saturday afternoon. Back is my partner, Big Hutch, man. What's happening?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, so Hutch has been away from the show for a bit, so we're kind of getting back. We're trying to go do a week recap where he can get his thoughts and opinions out there on some of the larger things that have happened, but also kind of mixing in some of the newer stuff. You know, if you're on YouTube, you see his title is that the Bengals are playing for third. I'm sure we'll get to that in a little bit. But the week it started off, you know, before free agency started, maybe an hour or two before, that T. Higgins had requested a trade. Now, as I said on the other podcast, he requested a trade. He didn't demand a trade. And good luck getting Mike Brown to do anything that he doesn't want to do. What was your thought on T's agent essentially trying to get a trade before a free agency started?
I mean, that's what you're paying for. And that's any way to get more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Bengals are playing their game. You got to play your game. And hopefully you get two commas somewhere.
It's really that the agent, David Mulligetta, has, you know, by his clients, he really just has a system in place where he wants a lot of upfront cash. The Bengals being a mom and pop organization, not a conglomerate that's owned by a person, don't necessarily fully have a bunch of upfront cash, you know, but more than likely, if you sign with the Bengals for 3 years, $30 million, you'll see every dime of it just the way that it's structured. So there was always going to be a structure issue in regards to the Bengals. But to be fair, the Bengals' way of doing it is much better, because he just had Calvin Ridley as one of his clients too, and he signed a ridiculous number deal. Calvin Ridley, not as good as T. Higgins, older than T. Higgins. And he got a deal, you know, where the total number is this great number, but he ain't seeing no end of that contract. Yeah, there's not a chance he's seeing anywhere near any of that money. That's what I'm saying. Like, you only got to look at really is the signing bonus. So that if it's a 3-year deal, more than likely it's 2 years at whatever that signing bonus is. And you know, I'm not paying Calvin Ridley that money. Would I pay it to T. Higgins? Maybe, probably. And the way free agency has shaken out now for the Bengals, I mean, they still got money to spend, Hutch.
They do. I mean, the Bengals are shedding kind of people who look pretty good.
Yeah. Well, really? Okay, you know what? Let's do it now. Okay, so we'll go through them. Okay, so T asked for a trade. He didn't get it. He was trolling on Twitter last night. He like posted something. It was on Instagram. I saw it on Twitter though, about essentially like a song by some rapper that we wouldn't know who the hell it was, but your nephew did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was about a song about like being trapped, essentially, you know. Right. And it was just, I mean, Twitter trolling. This is the modern day athlete, you know. Well, I'm sure he's going to stop following, you know, all the Bengal players here soon, you know, break up with them on Instagram, which is beyond childish, by the way. But anyway, that's fine. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the way of the newfangled athlete. So I don't really, you know, I don't care. And again, good luck getting Mike Brown to do anything he doesn't want to do. So sorry. You're not forcing him to do anything. So
how really? 4 years, $92 million deal.
Yeah, come on. And he's 29, I think. 28 or 29 years old. He ain't seeing nowhere near any of that money. What was the signing bonus? Like 60?
Something. I'm looking here. Sorry.
Hey, I think it was 60 million up front. So essentially 50
million guaranteed.
50. So 4 years, 50 million guaranteed. What is that? 12 million a year? That's about what he's worth. But he ain't seeing the other freaking $42 million.
Yeah,
you know, but it looks good for the
team. and some other crazy numbers there.
But it looks good from the agent, you know. It
looks good to me.
Yeah, it looks good for the agent. But anyway, all right. So yeah, he kicks that off. Free agency starts. The Bengals don't really do a whole heck of a lot on day one in the morning, but then start to kick in the afternoon. So we'll look at the add-ons first. They add Josh Stone, the safety from the Ravens, on a reasonable deal. I think it's like 2 years, $14 million. Any thoughts on adding a new free safety and from your division rival?
I'm all in.
Yeah. We'll talk about who that misplaces here very soon. And then they signed Zach Moss, running back for the Colts. I think it was 2 years, $8 million. Yeah. Again, the football nerds love him. You know, all of his nerd statistics say that he is not just an equal to Joe Mixon. He's a better of Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. Again, football nerd stats. But, you know, they signed him 2 years, $8 million, no real money. Nope. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, the report was that the Bengals cut Joe Mixon, but then we come to find out that he was actually, you know, later on they were able to work out a trade with the Texans. So, yeah. So long, Joe Dean. You know, what were your thoughts about Joe Mixon getting moved on?
Yeah, he's a leading rusher of the team.
Yeah, for the team. Not the ever of all time. Right. You know, he's only 27, right. But he got a lot of hits on them tires or whatever want to use there, right?
He do. Look, the Bengals. Look, he's gone. I will miss him. It what could have been should have been. He is tied for second for touchdown pass in the Super Bowl for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have. There is a world, and again, it's played out eventually over time, that they shouldn't have even signed him to the second contract. They looked like a bargain at the time at $12 million per, and then they had spent last year trying to get out of that and then created a contract where, you know, there was a forced date of a roster bonus of $3 million, and his cap hit was going to be almost $8 million. The Bengals just weren't in the business for that, and I don't blame them. You know,
it's age brings perspective and all that stuff. Yes, I can see both sides. The running back position in the NFL has been food.
Yeah,
food.
And riddle me this: don't you think that the way that the Midwest and Southeastern or whatever Ohio is set up? You know, people are used to somebody staying at a job forever and then dying essentially after they do that job. You know, we haven't had a lot of practice with the Bengals having to say goodbye to long-term good players. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, he was okay. Like, he was okay, but then we had to move on. You know, or it was a bad breakup, like with Corey Dillon or Carson Palmer. Like where they had to go. We definitely haven't had it. Would you say we've had a good player that had to leave in the social media era? Because by the time AJ left, he was shot.
Right. Steinbach.
Like in the social media area where, you know, people are like having their instant reactions on everything. I don't think we've had a player that was good that played for the Bengals long term that left. That, you know, everybody's all in their feelings about it because people are all in their feelings about Joe Mixon.
Well, that the left tackle that got a Super Bowl ring off of
Witt,
him.
Witt.
Yeah.
But to be fair, they thought they had their backups there, and oops, they were wrong. Kid roller skates. Shout out Sandman.
Everybody else. I mean, everybody, you're right. This is
standard operating procedure. Yeah, this is SOP, right? I mean, for an older player, you're very close. You don't want to pay him a bunch of money, a running back. I mean, the cliff when they drop off is very, very quickly.
Sean Alexander has
yes, all pro
to all stealing.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I can see it from the owner's side. You are designed to be ran and get ran through, and that tire tread comes off.
Yeah. And then the Texans doubled down and gave him an extension. Texans gave him an extension. I was like, what in the world? That Texans definitely feels like they're going all in with the quarterback on a rookie contract.
Did you see that Orlovsky, whatever his name is, the Texans are trying to be the 2021 Bengals?
I didn't see it, but it's not a surprise. Hey, right. I mean, it's fine. Again, it's a lightning in a bottle situation.
The NFL.
That's NFL. But how many times have we seen, oh, my God, this rookie quarterback, and I'm not checking out anything about C.J. Stroud. They took the lead by storm, blah, 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 and then the lead catches up
quick. The lead catches up to everybody.
Correct. So you better not be reading your press clippings because they will figure you out. And then you're like, what the hell happened to him? You know what I'm saying?
Right. See quarterback in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, whew. Yeah. Good call. All right, so he leaves. That was all essentially in day one, within the first 48 hours or whatever. Then day two, they sign tight end Mike Gesicki via New England after a very short tour of duty there, and he winds up coming to Cincinnati on a 1-year deal worth absolutely no money. As I've stated here, like I was here, this is Dolphin Country where I am. I was here when he was drafted. That dude is a problem, or was a problem, because he's like 6'7". He couldn't block anything. But if you put him in the slot or out, he's going to catch everything. Like, his catch radius is ridiculous. I mean, it's New England was a dumpster fire, so his numbers there suck. But, like, his second, third, and fourth year with the Dolphins, I was like, yipes. he was a real problem. So you add to your tight end room. Drew Sample was also re-signed. My note was, find you somebody that loves you like the Bengals love fucking Drew Sample, because I don't get it. They won't quit you.
That the left end, they love him.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, you got your blocking inline tight end. You got your flex slot tight end that can catch everything. What about the Gesicki signing?
Hopefully we have a new scheme that uses the tight end a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, the play with Joe, get paid brigade did really well there for 2 years. CJ Uzama got a big deal with the Jets, cut. Hayden Hurst got a big deal with the Panthers, cut. Irv Smith didn't do anything. He wound up signing with the Chiefs in free agency, but he sucked all kinds of donkey, while he was here. So now, Gesicki's got the chop opportunity to, go 3 out of 4 with these free agent tight ends and, maybe get some money. But he's better than the two of them, at least in terms of catching the ball. So we'll see how that goes. Hayden Hurst, everybody was wanting to bring him back. He signed with, I think, the Chargers, and CJ Uzama is still currently unemployed. All right. That was that. So it's like, oh, okay, so they added people. So everybody's going, well, right tackle, still nobody there. It's Jonah Williams signs with the Cardinals. We need a right tackle.
Bye, bitch!
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so he leaves. We need a tackle. Right tackle, nothing. Hello? Bueller, nothing. And so, all right. And then on Friday, we still need a defensive tackle. DJ Reader still, kind of out there, never got a deal done. He takes a trip to Detroit. Everybody said as soon as he left, that's it. If he gets on that plane, you're not getting him back. And exactly what happens, he signs essentially a 2-year deal with the Lions for $30 million, but only $9 million of it guaranteed. So that sounds like injury protection for the Lions.
Right. If I was him, give me the first contract that's got more than $1 million on it. The veteran minimum, I'm going for it.
And again, I hate to be the person of it's more, I just like kind of looking at this realistically, because other people love spending other people's money. The Bengals had him in there since he had that first injury in the quad 2 years ago. They had him and he got his quad injured this year. So he was rehabbing in Cincinnati at the facility. I would think that they know more about his medicals than anybody else. So he was allegedly insulted by the low offer that they offered, which was probably like injury protection. Like, yo, we can't, you're 30.
$5 million.
Yeah, you're 30 years old. You're coming off two quad injuries. Right. Yeah, I can't imagine they were probably. They don't like signing 30-year-olds to begin with. So I'm sure they made an offer, but it probably wasn't there. But again, the defense is going to be a lot worse without DJ Reader. Did you see the run defense last year with DJ Reader?
It was Olay.
So, it could be worse, obviously, but it can be much worse.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Well, yeah. So he goes. That was a big deal. People, again, a social media, whatever. Everybody liked DJ Reader. I did too.
Everybody we talked about left.
Yeah.
I like Mixon. I'm not inviting to meet my white women. But I like to. We ain't said TB yet, but I like everybody that's leaving. And these guys were, like I said, 10, 15 years ago. When guys left the Bengals, they usually didn't find employment because they kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Now guys are going to find employment, and they're going to go to our rivals.
Nobody has yet. So
Boyd ain't gone yet?
Nope. He hasn't signed with anybody either, which is kind of surprising. I think I heard he had an offer. Well, if that report that they sent out was true about, which I think is whoever posted that in the group chat about the thing with Kim Kardashian and what's the wide receiver? I don't think that's true. It's not on any. It might have been a goof, but why the hell would they give him 3 years? He hasn't been a dude for like 3 years now. But anyway, the biggest issue is that you're also losing like the captains on the team. DJ a captain, Joe Mixon a captain as well. You know, you got to replace that leadership. Right. You know, and they missed that part too.
That leadership is great in the locker room. Ain't no, everybody's not fighting each other, sure. But Joe has got to take on that 300-pound lineman by your yam self, usually.
Right. So the Bengals did respond with that by signing Sheldon Rankins to play defensive tackle, more of a three tech to try to get to the passer as opposed to a run stuffing, you know, nose tackle. So they do that. They're trying to find a nose tackle. Pierre Tartney played via he was with the Titans, and then he was trying to get a contract, and it wasn't happening, and he essentially quit and got waived and then signed with the Texans, and now he's a free agent. They hosted him, and then the right tackle spot, they hosted Mekhi Becton. There's pictures out there on the internet where they were, you know, at Jeff Ruby's in Cincinnati. You know, that's usually the closer part of the deal, and they did bring in the closer, which is Joe Burrow, to have that dinner there. And usually that's a wrap if he shows up. And it didn't. Tart left without a contract. Becton, from what I hear, if you believe the internet or whatever, he doesn't want to play right tackle. So that's a problem, you know, but he could be your swing tackle. You know, to play left or right if somebody gets injured, but you need a right tackle. So the Bengals still have no right tackle. Still have no defensive tackle that you would consider a run stuffer. Mm. You know, there's not a lot of names out there that aren't either bad or shot and or older. Or older.
No answers either.
Yeah. So what do you do here at right tackle and or defensive tackle? You got Trent Brown out there, you got there's a couple of right tackles you could probably get, but again, I was saying the goat killer. I was like, Tart quit on his team essentially last year, so I'm not sure if that's something that they want to bring in, especially at whatever money he's asking. So you gotta, but if you're painted into a corner with a defensive tackle because you need a nose, you might not have a choice. You can't go in with, we're going to get a rookie to play it. Good luck with that shit.
That's one. Let me get – here come my answer. This is my motherfucking answer for the next fucking 6-7 weeks. Or 7 months.
You have to be on YouTube. Yeah, I mean
– screwed. Yeah, screwball.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird position. It's like, oh, we could sign Calais Campbell. He might be older than Zach Taylor.
He's 38.
Yeah, so I mean, who's still a good player? He just played for the Falcons last year. He's still good,
and he was good for the Falcons.
Yeah, I have no doubt about it. You know, but it also becomes, you know, he's pitch count, limited snaps, however you want to do it.
Right.
You know, you still need another rotational piece that could be a rookie, I guess. But I mean, this is not a deep draft for those types of nose tackles either. So right. I mean, they kind of painted themselves into a corner. And then at right tackle now, if you don't sign like one of these bridge veterans, I mean, 18 has to be a tackle. Like if you had signed somebody before, you could have done whatever with that pick. Trade back, get the tackle later. Trade up if you wanted to go get Brock Bowers or whoever the hell you had. Now you're kind of stuck.
We are fooled. 18. We are. Boy, oh boy.
And yeah, I mean, you
and we ain't got to the right. We ain't even got to the real the bad part in my world for sure. Mm.
Well, we'll get there, hopefully. Right. So, yeah, so there's that. And then we do bring back Von Bell on a one-year deal worth like a million some odd dollars, a little less than $2 million. You know, he's getting paid by Carolina because they guaranteed his second year. This he paid like $6 million, but the Bengals are only on the hook for like a million something of it. So you do bring back a captain after you lost one. Right. He probably should have never left. Because, I mean, again, the Bengals valued him at a certain price. They weren't going to go over it. The Panthers trying to build a new tradition, overpaid for him, much like they just did on every other player that they signed here in this particular offseason. But
that's a them problem.
That's a them problem. So now he comes back, but it creates a problem or a question. What do you do about Dax Hill? He just brought in Josh Stone to play free safety. Uh-oh, that was the position he was playing. Jordan Battle came in and played essentially, you know, strong safety and did it pretty well as a rookie. You bring Von Bell in. He's essentially like a strong safety, but he has and can do both in a pinch. What do you do with Dax Hill?
I like him better as safety now, like anything else.
What do you do with Dax Hill? It's a first round pick.
And I don't think he got the wheels to stick with most, and
there's talk of like all letting you know have let him compete at like CB2 with DJ Hill, the other cornerback from the school up north that they drafted last year, and like
He should beat that motherfucker.
Well, but he did well in the first half of the year. He definitely hit the rookie wall. And then he could play slot corner, which was his position at Michigan, but that's where, you know, Mike Hilton is on the last year of his contract too. Also, you know, a dog, a captain, and all those types of things. And you got to have this difficult conversation about him next year too, because he's been here. But he's going to be like 31 or going into his 32 year.
You know,
the conversation is over.
What's going to happen?
Exactly. So, you know, what do you do with Dax? Do you have a potential trade piece, first round pick, maybe somebody that liked him? Hell, maybe Harbaugh. It was like, I'm going to bring him in.
San Diego was doing more restructuring of contracts.
I mean, he's not making any real money. He's a rookie.
He's not, but I'm saying. So,
but maybe do they have a freaking defensive tackle that they like but don't like it that much, you'll give up? Like, you know, to flip the player or some other team, even if you're just flipping the players, you know, you could maybe get a highway robbery like Billy Price and B.J. Hill. And you know, something like is out there, but I mean, if you're he's going to be the dude, and again, there's cut ups online again, football nerds where he was really good on tight ends, so maybe he's that dude. But you wasted a first round pick on a tight end stopper.
I mean,
that ain't it.
Tight ends is lighting it up, but sure,
understood. But I don't know.
And if they can afford him, I mean. Our defensive backfield last year, it was Pearl Harbor 1941.
Yes, and that should be – some of it should definitely be calmed down by the return of Von Bell. That definitely should help, as well as just age, maturity, year in the system. But again, like I know I don't want to give up on Dax Hill either, because essentially he didn't play as a rookie, And then last year was really his first year in that system playing as a full-time starter. And he was okay initially, and then it just fell apart at the end, much like the rest of
the secondary. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know what you do with him. I don't think you should bail on him. God, he's only like 23.
Right. It's right. It's, he good enough. He barely right. another blankety blank from Michigan.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'll get to that one, too. It was on one of the other ones that you weren't on either. But, yeah, I don't know. I really don't.
I don't think inside of our particular division, they're going to have to be really good at run tackling. That's what
right.
I
think. Yeah. Okay. So, wait, what is this thing that I missed? Because there hasn't been any free agent signings, and again, as of this afternoon, still nobody signed by the Bengals or whatever. What are you saying is the thing that we really haven't talked about?
I mean, the other OPP, other people.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list around the AFC North. Yeah, I got you on that one. Okay. I'm getting there. All right. So, yeah, the Steel needs defensive tackle and right tackle. Like, as we're getting into Saturday afternoon, Steel needs them. And they haven't done anything yet. And again, it's not even to not do anything as much as it is all the good ones are gone.
Yeah, what's left?
We're
picking through other people's garbage.
Yeah, you waited. And again, if you go based on cap estimates or whatever, like they signed a bunch of players, but they didn't spend any money.
They sure didn't.
Like, even if you counted every dollar, which you don't do over this time or whatever, Zach Moss or whatever, $8 million. Josh Stone, $17 million. You're not paying, that's 25? You're not paying anything for Von Bell, $1 million. Sheldon Rankins, he's getting like 10 or 12. So, what's that, 35? Let's say it was $40 million. That's if you're counting the entire contracts, which obviously we're not because, signing bonuses and what the cap hits are. You had upwards of almost,
and you got rid of about 40 or damn near equal, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But going into it, they had taking out the $10 million for rookies or whatever. They had like upwards of almost $70 million. Mm-hmm. So you have money. So do you use that money to sign T. Higgins? I don't.
Right.
What do you do?
We need that number nine dude to survive 17 or at least 16 regular season game,
which he hasn't done yet. Right. Well, 1 year. So, yeah, that's it. But they're saving some of this money for Jamar's extension. I'm like, that's a done deal. Like, whatever Jefferson gets paid, that's what he's getting paid. Like, a little bit under. Like that's it. Like
$5 less or something.
Yeah, you have the money for that. Like, that's not it. You don't need to save money for money that you already have.
Do you buy Skyline chili in a can?
Hell no.
No one does. But, shit, I went to Kroger recently, and that shit is damn near $7 a can.
God, no.
Who are they? They are fucking somebody getting laced.
Well, I just had the real deal last weekend, so I'm good. But so, and then I guess we have to address it because it was like a big deal for a day or so when the Bengals weren't signing anybody because Justin Jefferson didn't sign his extension. There was a report that he had turned down $30 million a year, and then Kirk Cousins signs with the Falcons, so they have no quarterback.
Falcons are dumb as fuck, by the way.
Yes, insane that they signed that old ass man. But also, keep getting them checks, Kirk Cousins, because holy shit, he's backed it up to the Brinks truck all the way and for absolute mediocrity. Is he a 500 quarterback?
He is a fantasy thing, but far as winning real games, he's worth it.
Yeah, it's awful. But so now that thought of reuniting the three of them, Super Bowls in New Orleans, if they would entertain the offer, the Bengals do have probably what it would take. We'll give you a player of comparable value and a pick, a first rounder, and whatever you'd have to throw in on the back end to make the draft chart work. I mean, you could do it. It's just like they're not interested in trading. I was like, you're not going to be interested in having him there for a year, super pissed off with, J.J. McCarthy throwing him freaking the ball. Like, that's going to be worse.
His stats going, whatever, him getting hurt for whatever the – Well, I guess he'll make at least 15, 20.
So, I mean, again, there's that rumor out there that they're just saving up their money to try to do that. You know, Jamar trolling too. It's like, y'all aren't going to believe this story. You know, it's going to be a crazy story to tell, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, again.
But you know what? Did you hear the story here in Atlanta where shit before Cousins signed, there's a supposedly Pitts, the tight end, he got a text from his old boy's people talking about, will you trade out your number? So when
from Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins. Did see him say, like, who's wearing eight? Yeah, right. I did see him text that or tweet that.
So, wow. I mean, the collusions and the ties that bind, nobody gives a fuck about that shit. I mean,
right, and he's, you know, and he Pitts probably on his way out of there, too. I mean, he could probably be had for a bag of chips, too. But, yeah, so I don't know. Bengals need to do something at one of those spots so you not be feel forced to take. But so you don't feel forced to take. You can't have both of them as needs going into that pick at 18. Okay, I'm tackle class seems deep. I hate the idea of a rookie guarding Joe Burrow. Not his blind side, but just the idea of guarding Joe Burrow with a rookie. It just kills me.
It will kill him.
You know? Right, but, you know, probably, you know, I've been saying this for a while. You address defensive tackle and right tackle with a veteran, and then you draft the replacements behind them, you know, on 1 or 2 year deals, and hopefully that person can come in and play if they had to in a pinch or be ready the next year. But they haven't done that.
Right, you're putting hopefully – right, this dude who's coming back from injury, a big injury, you're putting behind – plexiglass.
Right. All right. So let me see about my notes. What do we do about Dax? Okay, so we're good. All right. So let's swing around the AFC North. Let's start with the Browns because they did the least, which is really nothing. I mean, they're freaking cap poor. Can't do anything because their quarterback is costing like $63 million against their cap. He sucks. Brash. They brought in Jameis to back him up. You know, that's fine. I really thought that they were going to re-sign who played quarterback for them at the end?
The quarterback for the Ravens.
The Ravens, right. What's his name, Lou? Keep wanting to say Kirk Cousins.
The other Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Joe Flacco. Sorry. Yeah. So Flacco finishes. I thought they were going to bring it back and create a whole-ass quarterback controversy, but they didn't do there because they knew. Like, as soon as he came back, you had a full quarterback controversy on your hands. So they did,
and it also helped that he sucked that last game.
Yeah, well, and then he also, yeah, he goes, he signed with the Colts to back up. allegedly to back up. Was it Richardson? So there's that too. So let's go up the rung here. So I guess it would be let's do the Steelers first. They also did the most and the least all at the same time yesterday. They trade their first round pick. Bust of Kenny Pickett trading to the Eagles for a bag.
You see that reason though? That was some bullshitty ass reason.
Well, they gave about me just
complaining or some shit.
You let Pickens stay on the team, but you got to get rid of your quarterback. Yeah, he sucked. They knew they overdrafted him. Everybody knew it on draft night. Did you see that thing where what's that show called? It's not called the same thing anymore. It was like one of those roundtable shows where they have like former pro athletes that are like real recently pros, like Ryan Clark and other people that had him on. And they had Shady McCoy on there. He was like, to me, Kenny Pickett, Joe Burrow, they pretty much the same quarterback. And he, the look on, oh God, what was that wide receiver that the Steelers had that they traded? He wound up with the Dolphins this past year. Oh God, I can't remember. He was a quarter. He was a receiver for the Steelers at the time. And his face was like, I don't know about all that. So he's obviously not Joe Burrow.
Right, one person wins the Super Bowl on merit; the other one could barely afford it on tickets.
Yeah, so again, the Steelers are who we are. You know they're going to win 8 or 9 games. Their defense, although aging and whatever, they do sign Patrick Queen from the Ravens. There, they've had a hard time finding a middle linebacker for years. You know, something that they've always strived at. But they couldn't find one to save their life over the last couple of years. And then obviously they signed Russell Wilson, a 1-year deal, with no, essentially like the salary, no guarantees to be there. So they have to be in the quarterback market. They lost Mason Rudolph, who was the one that finished the season for them. He signed with, can't remember where he signed. Maybe I don't remember.
No, it don't officially matter.
Yeah, but so they bring in Russ, you know, let him cook. Russ is washed.
Did you see his stats last year, though?
But did you see the record of the team last year, though?
They didn't draft the Denver Broncos.
They're empty stats. That's what I'm saying.
Their empty stats is better than the other three teams in our division.
He's done. Like he can't move anymore. He's afraid of getting hit.
Is he an upgrade from the two blankety blank they had yesterday?
I'm gonna say yes, but a long dot 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 and question mark out of it, because again, he's one hit away from, you know, being cuddled up with CR full time.
I get all of that. I do. But right, they can win. Them two, the Steelers and that other team we're about to talk about can win 9 games in a hurricane.
Right.
Now a playoff game with Russell Wilson, I don't know about.
Yeah. I mean, again, everything is – because we're doing it with the Bengals, too. Everything is assuming health. We all know that that's a fool's gold, especially in the North. Anyway, again, he's not used to that level of football, too, the intensity and all of that. I mean, even Steelers fans aren't really happy with the signing.
They're not happy, but they're like – They're better than Rudolph and that other.
But they were winning with smoke and mirrors with those dudes anyway. Everybody knew that. But they need to turn. And that was Russ's problem over there, is that he's essentially a system quarterback now, but he's used to not playing in a system. So, which led to goofy turnovers and those types of things. Like, it's just, you know, can Tomlin tap him down to make sure that, you know, he's going to do that. And again, there's still a sieve on their offensive line, which was the problem in Denver, which was the problem in Seattle, which turned him into the quarterback that he is right now. So, like, you know, he's seen and hearing ghosts, too. Right. So, I think it was a quality signing. But, again, I think if they stuck Mason Rudolph back there, they're probably still going to win 8 or 9 games just based on defense.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but I like the Queen signing for them, unfortunately.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, I think their defense got better. Their offense is probably a slight tick better. But again, the fall off eventually is going to come, you know, for at least defensively there, because their guys are getting old.
They want to go to the Super Bowl. He ain't gonna get you the Super Bowl. He'll get your playoff win.
That's what I said to Goat Killer too. I was like, that's an all in move on a team that's not necessarily all in. Like, you have an all in defense, but your offense is there yet. And then the Falcons former coach there, he sucks as the offensive coordinator. That's not good, dude. I didn't like that move for them overall, but it's fine. And then the Ravens. And the Ravens, you know, they traded their right tackle, which was kind of weird, but they feel they have a backup. They lose Patrick Queen. They signed Derrick Henry. I think everybody and their mother knew that was going there. Again, and I'm not saying this in the sense of, oh, well, the Bengals or whatever. I'm saying this from the sense of, if we talk about Joe Mixon got a lot of tread or not a lot of tread left, he hasn't been that dude for like 3 seasons. The dude that we were used to seeing, he hasn't been that dude for a while. The breakaway speed, like the run to people. He hadn't been that dude really essentially since he broke his foot, which was the year Bengals went to the Super Bowl. That's 21. Right. He hasn't been that dude in a while.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's a quality signing, but they always have decent running backs there. They're trying to run the ball first. I don't hate it for them. You know, defensively, they're going to be what they are. They lost their defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, to be the head coach out in Seattle. So, I mean,
you don't trust Lamar Jackson making the best plays with his brain. Right.
And so, you're assuming health there too, who hasn't been last year was his first healthy year in 3 himself.
Right. He got paid and he's like, shit, I'm gonna play all the way through now. So yeah, he played all the way through. But and then when he had to use his brain to do some shit, he made bad decisions.
Yeah. Oh no.
He stopped running. So no, give it to Henry, make that mother blinker run. And it's a 1-year deal.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, and again, that's not even an all-in move either, because they could have brought back freaking any running back that they have, Gus Edwards or whatever. They're still, you know, the wins over replacement nerds, I don't think it's like, oh, wow, you're not getting Derrick Henry from 4 years ago. It's not the same dude.
It's not. But tomorrow or for a year, I think he can do just enough for the city.
Losing one of their guards to Zeitler, who is also still out there. Right. He hasn't re-signed with them or anybody else either. So I mean, I don't, again, everybody knows we lived it for 2 years. Like, wow, you know, teams that lose and, you know, made the playoffs, you know, only what, 60% of them make it back or whatever, that 40%, something like that. So we like, oh yeah, the Bengals are going to get back. Health killed, you know, as soon as his calf decided to explode, we had a problem, you know? So, oops. So something, it's always assuming health is the way to go, but you never really know. So, wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do our mock draft Monday here coming up. As we head out of the full screen, go to that. Let's see if we can share screen. I think I've actually gotten better at this. Mm-hmm. Boom, we're up. Can you see?
I see.
Wow, look at that. On one attempt. Getting good. So again, as you've known, if you've been listening to me for the last week or so, PFF is straight tripping, charging people for mock drafts. Like, Pat, you can't go past three rounds. We can't go past three rounds. You gotta pay past three rounds. So all right, so we're gonna pull this up here and go through.
This is how what's her name, Miss Cleo made her money,
I guess. All right, so let's see. I'm going to slow down the picks here.
Justin Fields ain't playing for nobody at the start.
You know what? That's a different conversation. I'm probably in the wrong here. I mean, again, I know there was talk about the Steelers trading for him, but why would you do that and then bring in Rush? You've literally created a quarterback controversy. And you're going to have to pay him, too, because you're paying him on potential. Right. I'm not trading for him.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Right. You wait for him to get cut.
Or the Bears do that. Whatever. People do not like that Caleb Williams kid for some reason. He's quirky.
I don't like him either.
He's kind of quirky. And, you know, does that fit in, especially in Chicago of all places? You know what I mean? And, like a place historically bad.
Also, Chicago sees another. Right.
Yeah. Well, also historically bad for quarterbacks, too. Historically bad for drafting quarterbacks. So, yeah, maybe they keep him and then, you know, trade down and draft Harrison.
Make him running back?
Yeah, and draft Harrison, you know. I don't know. All right. Here we go. Let's start this draft. We got it on the slowest mode possible. Caleb Williams goes first there. J.J. McCarthy goes in round one. Are you kidding me?
That's the good take that fool's gold.
That's insane. So let's look at some of the picks ahead here. So Caleb Williams goes, Drake May the second, Jaden Daniels.
All them quarterbacks suck.
I agree. Marvin Harrison four. I know Arizona just hoping that this scenario comes out this way so they could finally get like a true number one. But if I'm Marvin Harrison, that's probably the last place I want to go to.
Right.
You got quarterback.
Arizona has become.
Yeah, that's a death sentence too.
Right. That's the nuclear waste place of the NFL, right, man.
So let's see. And so we go to, so that was up through four. Dallas Turner nine. Romo Dusney, a wide receiver to the Falcons. That's a bad idea. Joe Alt.
In a league that's full of wide receivers already, I would get an stat. I mean, you could, if it ain't Marvin Harrison, I'm not fucking
right. Yeah. JJ McCarthy to the Giants. That's six.
That's very Giants.
Yeah, that would be bad too. Dallas Turner.
So, but six is up six, and anything past five for a quarterback, you are in fucking no man's land.
So Talisi Fuaga, the tackle from Oregon State, goes 10th here. I don't know if they do that with the Jets since they just signed the tackle that was at Dallas, and name is slipping me right now. So maybe I don't know if they do, because it wasn't a 1 year deal for him. So maybe they thinking something there differently as you go through. The Vikings don't take a quarterback. That's crazy. Right. Brock Bowers winds up at 13 here. with the Raiders, who just drafted Michael Myers last year at tight end. So that would be
they got rid of Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah, but that would be dumb. I mean, you also don't have a quarterback. Garoppolo just left. You know, not that he was a quarterback, but he just signed. So, you know, Byron Murphy is a defensive lineman that the Bengals had, you know, people had thought about. He winds up with the Saints. Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback from Toledo, is this year's Sauce Gardner. Like, everybody, like, loves this dude. And the Bengals, it wouldn't surprise me. Well, again, depending on how free agency shakes out, they took a cornerback early if that dude was there. One of the other tackles, for sure, from Penn State, please stay away from.
Yeah.
Troy Fontenot, the tackle from Washington. I don't like that idea either. So we're on the clock at 18.
Yeah, I don't like none of them characters from the pack.
So on the clock here, Cooper DeJean, the white cornerback. He's going to be described that way forever. Zahn Newton, like, he's the defensive tackle, but he's also another three tech dude, not a run stopper. But there are no run stoppers in round one, so you know you got to probably consider it. Nate Wiggins, the cornerback from Clemson, he weighed in at like 135 pounds. He's not even a first round pick at this point.
Right.
Here's one that I've been thinking about, Hutch. Again, that was assuming getting the right tackle in the free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So Jackson Powers Johnson, the center of Oregon, we made the mistake in drafting Jackson Carman instead of Creed Humphreys, who's an all-pro center for the Chiefs.
We made two linemen big problems.
This dude is, you know, projected to be good. He has zero position versatility, just like Creed Humphrey, which is why he lasted so long into the second round. But I know I don't think you're going to agree with me. A lot of people don't agree with this. Karras kind of sucks. He's just better than what we had. He's the Attack of the Clones, you know, if you listen to our other podcast. He's Attack of the Clones. It's like, it's not as bad as the first one, but it's still bad.
Right.
I
was going to say that the other podcast, he's the other Von Erich.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, if you move, because he played guard before he came to play center for the Bengals. He just has position versatility. Like, Karras, a guard at left guard, and moving forward, you know, Cordell Volson to
bench.
Like, to the bench. Yeah, like a first tackle off the bench. I don't hate that idea if you can get this dude at Jackson Powers Johnson. And then you have an elite center.
We need three offensive linemen.
I'm just saying, but that gives you two.
If this dude is better than Karras or Karras,
yeah,
then
But this gives you two. You get a better center, and then you get a better guard by moving Karras over there, and then Volson to the bench. Like that,
I'm for it. I agree. Where's my gavel?
All right, and then defensive end Latui Latau.
Nope.
J.C. Latham. See, I staying away from Alabama players always.
Right. We have whatever. They don't do nothing for us. Now,
Now, that's the other one. Amarius Mims is sitting there. He has only eight starts. Might lightweight be injury prone. He did not run at his pro day. But and that's the thing. Latham, who has several starts, but I think it's the floor ceiling thing. Like, I think Latham's already at his ceiling. Yeah, Latham's already at his ceiling. Memes has a higher ceiling, but his floor, because he doesn't have the experiences, floor.
We are in Super Bowl or bust mode ourselves, whether we believe it or not.
So what do you do? Do you draft for the dude that could play? Latham could be plugging and playing him from day one. Mims might need some time. What do you do? Or do you take the center and try and get a tackle later?
Our current offensive line sucks.
Okay.
Anything that makes it better, I'm for.
Well, again, this is why we're on a draft thing here, dude. Who do you take?
I said the first. Take that.
Jackson Powers, boot. Okay. Jackson Powers, Johnson.
We got to find a decent tackle in real life.
Yeah, I think you need a real one.
A professional.
I agree. All right, so we're going through and getting into round two. Tyler Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma, goes to the Ravens, of course.
We've got to talk about our compensatory picks, but I guess.
Yeah, it's that extra third that they screwed up. Man, Newton didn't go until the third round or until the top of the second. That's crazy. He has been falling in a lot of things here.
smoking weed in a mask or something?
I don't know. There's something going on with him for sure. Hold on, let's get into it. So, yeah, Tyler Guyton, another tackle the Bengals were interested in, goes to the Ravens at 30. Let's see what the other people did. Let's see. Cooper DeJean goes to the Eagles. That makes sense. J.C. Latham goes to the Dolphins. And then, of course, the Steelers pick Mims right after us. So, yeah. I can't imagine they're keeping that pick. They got to be trading for a quarterback. I can't imagine. They're going to try to run Russ out there. All right, so we get into round two. Ladd McConkey goes. I know the Bengals allegedly were interested in him at wide receiver. Everybody's
interested in McConkey.
Yeah. What? Newton goes to the Raiders, which makes kind of sense, I guess. Bo Nix to the Saints.
Bo Nix is a that's bad. Anybody but us.
Why the hell is Roman Wilson, this wide receiver from that school up north, a second-round pick? That dude is not good at all. Like
that, they're all upgraded because of their tainted championship, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. All right, so let's get back to pick number 49. The Bengals are picking, I think. I hit the wrong button. I wound up in the third round. All right, so here we go. Who's on the clock at 49? No players from the school up north at all. Sorry,
We got enough.
Yeah, Brandon Fisk. Defensive tackle again, another three tech ish kind of dude, not a run stopper.
Everybody is pass rushing these days. Nobody runs in college other than the quarterback.
Correct. No safeties. Javon Bullard, Ricky Pearsall. It has been somebody mocked to the Bengals. Another wide receiver. Where's the beef? Sanders, tight end. I don't know if tight end becomes a day two pick at this point since you signed one and you got
three of them now, right?
Well, I only got two, but I mean, you could bring back freaking Wilcox, or you could sign freaking CJ Uzama for no money too. You know what I mean? If you needed somebody.
Yeah, the tight end.
I mean, you could take a tight end in the fourth or the fifth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't – round two, you need this dude to come in and play. Sanders ain't going to come in and play because we already signed dudes.
What we need is somebody to go visit all these motherfucking penitentiary and find the biggest motherfuckers in there and put them out on work release for shit about 3 months.
None of these picks are great here. I'd consider a trade, but –
But who? I mean, I don't think people that are eligible in that spot don't want these people either. The NFL now, I mean, most teams kind of do already kind of have enough, and these dudes are not going to break through more than likely. These are just people that fill up the table, the 53 or the whatever, 53 to 58.
Here's the one nose tackle in the draft is Tavondre Sweat from Texas. Big, huge dude. Not huge, 360, 370 huge. Can he control his weight? He's an elite athlete in terms of his that, but, you know, didn't turn it on till this year. You know, the clock kind of came on, had some not real dings in terms of character things, but he's 360, 370. Like, he's a couple of burgers, skylines from 400, and at that point, you're unplayable.
Right.
But he is essentially the only defensive tackle there. His rank is 74. You could roll the dice that you get him at 90, but you probably don't.
Right.
Do you take this fat defensive tackle here? I probably do.
This is our second round pick.
It's our second, and historically, especially under Zach Taylor, second round picks a little shaky. Drew Sample, T. Higgins, yay. Drew Sample, Jackson Carmen, and last year was the cornerback from Michigan. But also, you got did you get Cam Taylor Britt? Was he third round? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Chinese checkers.
It's all right. So Sweat, take the beat defensive tackle, or you take one of the smaller dudes in a rotation that you could probably count on to not be 400 pounds.
Fuck. Rope hell, keep the bag going. Somebody get hired that fat fuck and keep away from damn fucking next row. Yeah.
All right, so we take him at the defensive tackle. So you address address the offensive line, assuming that you get a right tackle and free agency. And then we're moving on our way down into round three here. Let's see. On the clock, pick 80. I said 90. Pick 80. No quarterbacks. And hell to no to Blake Corum. Our principal. We already have our
DJ Turner the second was the pick 60 last
year. Yeah, thank you. And also, like, we already have our mixed race running back, so we're good there.
Awful. Hey, we're all some type of mix.
Blake Fisher, tackle from Notre Dame, third round. He's got a third round grade. This is right where he's supposed to be picked. It is freaking Notre Dame. You know he's smart.
Well, but slow.
But it's probably, yeah, but it's also right tackle, so you need him to be able to do something, but it's right tackle. It's not, you know, trying to need a road grader, you know, something like that. He's there. Trying to learn all these other people.
Co-sign equals, yeah. See, he's a brainiac. He'll be a doctor on his off days.
I like Jeremiah Trotter, the linebacker from Clemson. I think we need to upgrade there too. Not that the two starters are bad, but I think we need to go back to Jermaine Pratt being a first and second down linebacker. You shouldn't be out there on third. And then now Trotter's not a third down linebacker either, but he's somebody, you know, spell him. He can go thump on first and second down. Like, you know, the Joe Batchies of the world and all of our other backup linebackers.
Isn't the old saying, or maybe it's still the new saying, shouldn't your first three dudes be starters?
In theory, but at least taking significant snaps. Yeah. So, I mean, again, if we draft the tackle, he's probably going to be playing some significant snaps. Our first round pick definitely will be too. So, like, he'd be starting center. So, and then the second round, I mean, Sweat's going to be there. Dude. I mean, if you go do your YouTube, I mean, dude is ridiculous. It's just you. I mean, you're betting on him that he doesn't eat himself out of the league.
Out of the league, right?
Yep. Right. That's bad.
Right.
So, but we'll pull that up after here. So,
take
the linebacker over the tackle.
How many tackles are we gonna get?
We don't have we didn't take Mims. We don't have a tackle. We took the center. And we took the DT.
Taking third round tackles.
Take Fisher, man. Fisher didn't work out for us the last time we took a Fisher.
Just go with Fisher. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah. Trotter goes right after.
Academic team, but.
Trotter goes right after us, by the way.
Right.
Michael Hall was there. Pick 95 goes to the Chiefs. A little overrated.
I was about to say, man, you can make a whole ass professional team of Ohio State players who are still free agents right now.
Oh, and this is our compensatory. That's right. We have a compensatory third.
I tried to tell you that.
I remembered. I forgot that it was going to show up on here. So this is usually where they double up.
Right.
So is there anybody? Iowa tight end. It's always a good idea.
Wait for that one. Or maybe
we messed up. They screwed up last year.
Yep.
Oh, Eichenberg.
He overrated.
Really?
The Ohio State defense sucks.
With a third round pick, he's probably got he has a fourth round grade.
Right.
Cade Stover
sucks.
Come on.
What? They are there for a reason. And we are second place to that team up north for 3 years for a reason.
So what are we looking at here? Another tackle.
We're looking at the dude that's bringing Perrier water to number 9.
No, I meant, like, who are we drafting, sir?
I'm saying these ain't none of them are going to do anything. Fuck. I know the Ohio State player, but that ain't good. Shit, how about Auburn? That or another cornerback. So you can't.
Fourth round grade too.
Yeah.
The value pick here is
right.
There is no value pick.
There is no value safety. Pick. There is Jerry no tomorrow. There is no value pick.
Jerry and Jones, the corner, is the value pick.
Or you can take or that.
Or the tackle.
Yeah, you take that, Tony. Dude.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take the tackle. And then you double up on tackles.
Why fucking not? It's free.
You double up on that. You know they're going to double up because that's what they do.
Right.
So.
C.
No, they won't give you grades anymore. You got to pay for grades.
Oh, damn. How much did you spend off 100 bucks?
Yes.
Fuck.
I told you. They straight tripping.
Put it as a job thing.
Let me download my image.
Oof.
All right. There you go. Oh, look. Jackson was a D. We can do the grade ourselves. D, right. Sweat, a D. Fisher, an A. And Dominic Clooney, an A. So,
but
was that? 4, 8,
that's
1, and
fucking,
1. 10.
You're not a
10,
Rhodes Scholar.
10 divided by 4 is a 2.7 something. So
right, you're a dusty Rhodes Scholar.
Wow. But I'm going to pull this up here because just for you, Tavondre Sweat, YouTube, just so you can see. His highlight reel.
You've done these about 20 of them?
No, but I'm just saying. I mean, he's huge. He's quick as hell for his size. It's just that you got to worry that he's going to eat himself out of the league.
I mean, them Texas dudes, they're big, they're strong, they fast. Something happened to
them. Mm-hmm.
Something always happened.
Yeah. I mean, again, highlights against Kansas State don't really, you know, make me happy either. But
all right.
I don't know. They're going to need a tackle that's fat. He would be there. He's probably going to be there in one of those rounds. So there's that. So,
right. So what I mean, for as far as the Bengals go, I mean, it's – You definitely got to make that front the offensive line has to be better. The defensive line has to be better.
Right.
And again, if those things stay the way they are, we play.
It feels like a beefy draft, a meaty man draft. But you never know with the Bengals. Honestly, you never know.
We can get all the, you know, get Brock Bowers, get. Keep T, all that shit. But if that front five still is what we had the last couple of years, old boy's taking 45 to 60 sacks if he survives.
Mm-hmm. I'm scrolling to make sure I didn't miss anything to somebody sign.
And while we run for one fucking yard on third and short.
Yeah. Hold on. Just scrolling. Yes, we did see that Aaron, whatever. Okay. Donald retired only two years too short.
Three great plays too late.
Yes, you know. And they've been run. That's just two times that I've seen that freaking Super Bowl on NFL Network in the last 24 hours.
All I see is fucking number 9 getting spun around like a top on that last fucking play. He should just throw the ball out or something.
But also think about it like that too, that rarely gets talked about. Like his leg was hurt too from earlier in the game, so he didn't have his mobility was gone too.
Right. Whatever. But that's another thing. That's my other point. I was going to bring up. Motherfucker, we need to draft a head coach.
Well, that's not going to happen. So
right. That's unfortunately the last 4 or 5 seasons has been Brainiac versus Brainiac.
Yeah.
Or the best player ever.
Well, I mean, I think you're in a situation where you need the system and the great quarterback to make up for the whatever coach. I'm not comparing him in the long run or whatever. This was the Andy Reid problem. You know what I mean? Like he had the players, but he couldn't get over the hump for the longest time because he just outthunk himself. But when he got a great, great quarterback, somehow now he's a fucking genius.
It's synergy, both of them together. But shit, Andy Reid made a whole bunch of average motherfuckers look good in the regular season.
Right.
In the playoff, but they were good in the regular season. Really good in the regular season.
Right.
And unfortunately, the two dudes in front of our head coach are really are good enough in the regular season to win 9 or 10 games.
Right.
And right, and we got to figure out a way to get 11 or 12.
Right. Okay.
And two or three off of them.
That's it for now. We might get a emergency pod. Even if they sign, the only way I'm doing an emergency pod is if they trade for Justin Jefferson at this point. There's no anybody else is going to be. Well, anybody else that they pick is or they sign is just going to be like, well, they needed that. You know, it's not going to be like, oh, shit. But, I mean, again, something like that would be like, oh, my God, we got to, you know, do whatever. So we'll see how it goes. It said that number 9 should be throwing by May. You know, it's already able to lift, which is kind of weird. We think that
I hope somebody driving to the places.
Yeah. And then, again, we've made all the jokes in the last 20 years about the Bengals medical staff. I'm sure he's smart enough to have somebody else handle his rehab and everything else and just paid for it out of pocket.
Jamar Chase might have been the smartest doctor we had.
Right. He
should have had him out a couple of games.
Yeah, he should have stayed out.
With a J.
All right, so we'll be back pretty much before the draft, unless something happens. You know, some pick here and there as we get close to the season. I've been doing these state of the Bengals things. I have one more locked and loaded on. Everybody's like, oh, we'll let T go and get a wide receiver out of free agency. One, Bengal wide receiver free agents, not great. Two, draft another one, also not great. Better.
Everything more drafting.
Well, if you take, I'm talking in the modern, because you can't give Zach Taylor or Marvin the credit for TJ and Chad. He gets the Chris Henry, yes, and he gets Mo Sanu and the other guy that wound up in Detroit. Like you get those guys, but the rest of it, wasteland. And he gets Tyler Boyd. He was there for 17 years, so. he gets, AJ, anybody could have made, AJ Green was going to be good.
Marvin,
wherever you put
Marvin Jones Jr.
Yeah. Marvin Jones. Yeah. You get credit for like 6, but the rest of them dudes, cause there's a lot of them, cause they kept trying to draft wide receivers in latter rounds. And
no, that our number lucky number 8, where we could have got our, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Speed demon.
Yes, John Ross. Ooh, all right. So anyway, all right, y'all. So we'll see you on the other side of this. Who day? Hutch, say goodnight.
Peace in the Middle East.
All right, everybody. We'll see you. Peace.